Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Tanya?
This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. This is Valerie from Family First. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm glad to hear that. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Tanya, I'm calling you because I was talking to the patient, Linda, in order to confirm the information that I received that she was hospitalized last weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, she was hospitalized from the... Let me see. I gotta check the date. Oh, shoot. She went in the hospital on, wait a minute. There's a discharge paper. I think it was the 18th. And they discharged her on the 18th, but they didn't have transportation to bring her home until the 19th. At 1:30.
At 1:30 p.m. or a.m.?
1:30 p.m. they brought her home on the 19th.
Okay, got it. And may I know, please, the hospital name?
Christiana Care.
Okay. She was taken, do you know if she was taken to the hospital by... her own car, by the ambulance?
No, ambulance.
Okay. Got it.
You do know this is my mother, and we live together in my home.
Oh, got it. She's your mother. Now I know.
Okay.
And she, did you take in her by hospital? You went to the hospital?
I told you she went by ambulance. Yes, I did.
Okay, Tanya, I just wanted to confirm that information with you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever figure out the clock in?
Let me see the notes. Oh, no, yet. Probably maybe another coworker of my team will be calling you to figure it out how you can clock in and out, okay?
Okay, and another question. Who does the staffing? Because I need coverage for this weekend.
It's my coworker Monica or Erica, but you can let me know so we can find out and cover for you.
Right.
Will be this coming weekend?
Yes, from 7 a to 7 p. Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. Okay, only those 2 days.
So you could do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They can have 3 days. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, Tanya. We will be looking for a cover for you, okay? We will give you posted.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7 a to 7 p.
From 7 a.m. to 7, okay, p.m. Got it. Do you know if maybe the other caregiver can do those hours? Imani? Imani, yes. Or she cannot?
I don't think so. But I'll find out. Ask her.
Yes, she can do a couple hours. If she can, let me know. If not, however, I will be looking for a cover, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Listen, we are looking for a permanent person. We want to meet somebody who can do the job, you know what I mean? And somebody who wants the permanent hours, you know what I'm saying? We want somebody to get to know my mom, you know, and make sure she's a good fit and do the hours. Okay?
Okay, yes, you can. If you are able to find somebody, you can send me the information so we can hire that person, okay?
Oh, y'all don't have any staff?
Yes, we can also look another cover, okay?
All right.
Okay, from what time to what time do you need the person?
Every other weekend. The hours that I gave you.
Okay, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And Sunday, okay, Tanya.
Every other weekend, okay.
Let me take the notes. Every other weekend. So it'll be a third caregiver, okay. Okay, Tanya, thank you for the details. We will keep you posted, okay?
All right, thank you, Valerie.
You're so welcome, Tanya.
You and who did you say to, wait a minute, who else I need to talk to? No, that's it. All right, thank you. I'll figure
You're
it out.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, all right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.